Okay, so now I'm recording. So, Jacqueline, what is your earliest memory?
From when I was in preschool, my mom organized this, like, scavenger hunt for my birthday, and she put, like, this favorite pink bear of mine up in a tree.
Okay. Describe your perfect day.
It being really nice out, maybe a little breeze, plenty of trees that I can climb in and basically just sit and chill out and read in them, and no brother, and no homework to do, and then just streaming shows that I like on Netflix, because my parents kind of got Hulu instead, but that would probably be a good thing. And finish it off with ice cream.
That's a great day. Okay, now, let's see. Okay, what does your future hold?
Everything. I'm guessing that's not what you mean, but it holds me finishing high school, hopefully getting a scholarship to go to college, and then probably getting a doctorate in something and taking, like, serious art classes.
Cool. So, am I only supposed to ask you a question from each, or am I supposed to ask
you? You can ask me from any of them. You can ask me all of them if you want. You can ask me one from all of them.
Okay. I'll ask you a few more.
You can just ask me all of them.
Do you just want to know all of them?
Sure, why not?
Okay. What's the most exciting thing you've done?
Most exciting thing? Oh, well, so at my old school, it was, like, in the middle of the woods. So, actually, two things. One, we went snow tubing, like, down this hill. And the other was we found this vine that could hold us. It wasn't... We probably shouldn't have, but we swung on it. It was really fun. Only one time one person fell. And it was, like, 3 feet. She was fine, I swear.
See, I did something like that at my old school, too, when we would sneak off into the...
Excuse you, this is not an interview about you. No offense, but...
I know. But there was this branch, and we kind of swung on it. I'll tell you the story later.
When I'm interviewing you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, what are the most important lessons you've learned in life? You wanted all the questions.
I would say the most important lesson, one, if you get stopped by the police, just say, I'm not saying anything until I call my parents. Two, always make good impressions in front of adults. And if you have a good handshake, that goes well. I've gotten compliments on it, apparently, somehow. And, I guess, learn to work with people even if you don't like them, because you're gonna have to.
Yeah. Okay, I'm not gonna ask all of the questions, because there's a lot. Okay. I'll ask a few more, and then I'll ask some of my own. If you could travel anywhere in the world, where would it be and why?
I don't know the exact place, but I want to travel to a remote island and live there for 3 years. I'm kidding. Not for 3 years, but I just want to go there. I don't want to stay in, like, a hotel or something. Like, if I'm going to go to another country, I'm not going to stay in a hotel. I'm going to, like, I'm probably going to be there for more than, like a week or something. But ideally, I find a small island. I'd stay there for, like, a couple months. And I basically just live there and meet people.
Mm-hmm. That's cool. Okay. If you could snap your fingers and make one thing better in the world, what would it be? Why? And before you answer, at first when I was reading the question, I thought they meant to, like, snap your fingers off. I wasn't paying attention. Instead of snap. Okay.
Well, make one thing better?
Yeah.
Seriously, just one thing?
Well, that's what the question says, so I guess.
I would say how women are treated in other countries.
That's good.
Women and children.
Yeah. Tell me a story about your name.
My dad had 8 brothers and sisters, and one of them is named Jacqueline, and so I am named after her. And that's the story of my name.
That was loud. Okay. How would you like to be remembered?
I would like to be remembered as that nerd. No, I'm kidding. I would like to be remembered as that. I don't know. I would like to be remembered as. I actually have no idea how to answer that.
It's okay. I don't know how to answer that either. So, okay. Okay. So, I don't really have any questions of my own at the moment, but if I do, can we arrange another interview?
No, I'm sorry. I'm booked for the next couple weeks. No, yeah, sure.
Okay, that's all. Thank you, Jacqueline, for this wonderful interview.
Sure, I'm not doing anything.